have two scripture readings this morning. First of all, from Proverbs 22, verse 6, a verse that is on the mind of many parents and grandchildren and grandparents. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. And then a psalm about that way, Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on that law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. This is the word of the Lord. So two things by way of getting into it. First of all, I was raised in this congregation. I don't know if you're aware of that, but yes, there's somebody. it was not this building, it was an old building in a different part of the city, but when I was about 5, 6, 7 years old, I was part of this church, and thank you. Thank you for being part of the giving of the gospel to me. Secondly, last week you had my wife here, and we talk, and I asked her, so what are you telling the people in Kitchener? She says, well, I'm going to tell them about blessing. And I said, well, I'm going to tell them about blessing. And so we quick made notes about who was going to do what, and so you get to compare and contrast, but you also get to fill in the blanks. So if there's anything that she said that you thought, that doesn't make sense, you get to hear it right from me. And so we're talking about blessing, and part of the reason is this is the beginning of your ministry year, and you've done this wonderful backpack blessing. And blessing is one of those words, I think Leslie told you about this, that we use it as kind of a churchy, old-fashioned word. And one of the jobs of the church and of pastors is to make sure that the language that we use is fresh and current and full of meaning. And blessing is one of those words that I would love for all of us to grasp. First of all, so that we know what it means when God says, I bless you. And at the end of every service, we're reminded, God blesses us. And so that we can understand our own role. We are blessed to be a blessing. We have a role in blessing others, in blessing creation, even in blessing God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Blessing is a big word, a powerful word. And it often, we take it to mean simply that good things are happening to us. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed by my job, my family, my financial situation, my health. As we get older, we say, I'm just so blessed to not be in pain. And that's a misunderstanding of blessing, because the first time we see blessing is the blessing of the Sabbath, the blessing of creation. God says, go do what I've made you to do. Be fruitful and multiply. That's a blessing. Then we often see the parents Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we call them the patriarchs, they're blessing their children at the end of their lives. They're saying words over them to launch them into the future without them. So, one way of understanding blessing is to speak a good future over someone or something. So, you say the words that say, you're going to do great. I imagine great things from you. And sometimes that blessing that scripture, that the patriarchs and others give in scripture is very specific. You will rule over your brother. And then the other brother is told, you will serve your brother. So those words of imagining the future, particularly for our children, can be very specific words of the future. And then Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, has these things called the Beatitudes. And Beatitude is from a Latin word, which is simply the same as blessing. So Jesus says, blessed are you. And then he lists a whole bunch of very difficult situations. Poor in spirit, mourning, meek, having to give mercy, having to make peace, having to forgive. He lists a whole bunch of things that don't sound like blessings at all. So, to bless someone is to say, I imagine a great future for you. It's also to affirm someone when they're stepping into their future. So, here's what I want to do. I want to see if I can have a brave volunteer. And I know you have no idea what, it's pretty easy, but I just want to demonstrate how this works, and it needs two people. Can I get one volunteer? Yes? Okay. So, what I need you to do is go back to the center door. You were volunteering, Derek, weren't you? Okay. You weren't coming to, like the manager comes to the pitcher in the beginning, the middle of the game and says, yeah, you're out of here. Okay, so blessing works two ways. I can bless Derek by showing him the way to go. I can say, Derek, this is the way to go. I know you. This is what I sense in you. And I can bless Derek after he's walked the way to say, way to go. So that's the two sides of blessing. Thank you. Good job. See, I just blessed him. So blessing is that train up a child in the way they should go. Show them the way. Show them the path. And it's not always a generalized path, as specifically as parents. If I'm down here, do the cameras go crazy? You're good. Okay. Specifically for parents and any adult involved in any child's life, and it takes a whole village, so we're involved in a community in a whole bunch of children's lives, we begin to see things about those children. And we say, you know what? You are a great musician. You should take some lessons. I see you up here some Sunday morning leading us. You're really good at this. That's showing them the way. That's blessing them. You're a really compassionate person. I can see you being in some kind of caregiving role where mercy and kindness is really needed. Those words are blessing. And then, as people start to walk that, as somebody does their first stint as a church worship musician, you come up to them after and said, that was awesome. You really have a gift for this. I'm so glad you're stepping into that in your life. So, blessing is both showing the way and congratulating people when they walk the way. Showing them the way to go, saying, way to go. So, many of us have grown up without a strong sense of having been blessed. I'll speak as an immigrant, and I know not all of us are, I'm not an immigrant, but I'm the child of immigrants, and many of us have experienced that in not only in this congregation, but in this country. We experience people who had to just work hard. And it wasn't about getting praise, and it wasn't about, you know, you're so good at this and getting medals and awards. It was, we've got work to do, and buddy, you got to help. So I'm not sure if you can relate to this, but I know I emerged into an adult not really having been told, you're good at this, in any of that. I had no real sense of purpose and of calling. And to have gone through life, if you go through life and nobody has ever sort of shown you a path that is good for you, that can be a wound, that can hurt. You can feel that as something you've missed. And so we as a community then introduce people to God, because God is the one who is constantly blessing us. So the psalm that we read this morning, and I'll walk back up here. The psalm that we read this morning is Psalm number 1. And I studied the psalms a lot. I found deep wisdom and help and comfort and joy in them. I don't know how they're put together. I don't know how they're ordered from 1 to 150. I think there is an order there. I do know that the first one is probably one of the most important ones. If you want to know what it's like to live a life of meaning, a life of significance, a truly human life, the psalmist says, start here. Blessed is the one, I'm going to use just because that's how I memorized it, the old New International Version, the not as new International Version. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of mockers. So the psalmist says, don't go that way. It doesn't lead anywhere good. Blessed is the one who doesn't go there. And then you'd think, okay, don't hang out with those people, the wicked, the mockers. Don't hang out with them. And if you're thinking in the language of parents, you would say, why don't you hang out with those folks? They're such nice kids. Stop hanging out with them. Hang out with them. The psalmist doesn't go there. He says, blessed is the one who doesn't hang out with those, but meditates on the law of God. He delights in the law of God. Torah, the law, can also be translated simply the way. We think of the law as all these heavy commandments that actually weight us down and make it hard for us to move because there's all these restrictions. Sometimes that's how we think of laws, as things that are binding us. But Israel actually was trained by the Holy Spirit to think of law as freedom. Law as the ability to walk in the way that God designed us to walk. So the one is blessed who learns to think about God's way and delights in God's way. If you want a good life, if you want to know the way to go, think about the way of God. Think about how God thinks. Try to understand God's heart and mind. This is the first thing that the Psalms say about what does it mean to bless someone. If we direct them to pay attention to God, then we are showing them a way that is fruitful and life-giving and meaningful. Oh, we're all going to dance now. Okay. I did feel like dancing a little bit. I didn't give in to that temptation as we were singing this morning. So I'm grateful to the praise team for how they led us. You probably didn't want to see me dance anyways. But this way that we are being blessed into is, the psalmist is saying, cultivate not only a desire to do what God says, but to know the heart and mind of God. Now, you come to church and there's some expectation, let me put it that way, that we're going to talk about God. If I got to know you, I suspect I would find out that not all of us are in agreement about God, and particularly about how easy it is to know God. And sometimes pastors can sound like, oh yeah, we've got it all together, we know all the stuff about God, it's all easy, it's all in the book, just read the book and you'll be fine. Human experience says it isn't easy to know God. And much of Scripture says the ways of God are sometimes beyond us, hard to follow, hard to comprehend. The psalmist himself says, why, God? And how long? And what purpose is there in my suffering and in my death? All kinds of questions that make it clear that knowing God, knowing the heart of God, knowing the way of God isn't easy. And so I want to be clear that we stand in this place not simply talking about God, but I stand here, we come together here talking about Jesus. The Gospel of John says that no one has ever seen God. That's how much of a mystery God is. Invisible. But, he says, we have seen the face of God in Jesus. Jesus begins to open up who God is. And furthermore, he makes this blessed life possible to walk in God's way, to walk into the presence of God. This is what the author of the letter to the Hebrews says over and over again. You know what Jesus did? He opened up a way into the presence of God. You should take the opportunity. You should go. Again, that's the language of blessing. Since we have a high priest who has gone into the holy place to make atonement for us, we should go into the presence of God. We bless each other. We say, cultivate a relationship with God. Jesus has made that possible. You can go into the presence of God. As we were blessing the backpacks this morning, we were telling kids and ourselves who are feeling the anxiousness of separating from our kids, telling them over and over again, God goes with you wherever you go. And this is true. Even if I go into the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. God goes with us wherever we go. And at the same time, God says, I'd really like you to learn to go the right way. I'd really like you to understand what the best life is. I want to bless you into the path of righteousness. I want you to walk the way of Jesus. One of the best ways to make sure that none of the kids who are up here will be here in 15 years is to tell them to go a certain way that we ourselves are not going. Right? Every child can see through duplicity. They can see that we do not follow our own advice. So the best way for us to be a community of blessing is for everyone to be engaged in this walk, to be walking into the presence of God, to be engaged in the way of God that leads to the sense of God's presence and His love. And that is what blesses the next generations. And I want you, so, blessing is high five, way to go. And this is the way to go. It's imagining a good future for someone. And I know that as, I don't pretend to know you. I simply know what we all as churches are going through post-COVID, having shrunk, then denominational struggles, having torn us in various ways. And we worry. We worry about our future. We worry about the path. We need to remember at the end of every service, God imagines, God has a great path for His people. It may not be immediately apparent what that path is, but together with the Holy Spirit, we begin to ask ourselves, God, what's the path? What's the path you have for us? And one of the greatest things that you can contribute to this body is a sense of God's blessing it and being attuned to what the path is that God has for us. Will you join me in prayer? Lord God, we thank you that in Jesus we see you speaking blessing over your people and over all creation, that you did not come to curse us, but that you came to show us life. We thank you that Jesus has become the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for the Holy Spirit among us that confirms that Jesus is your Son. We ask that we may be a community of blessing, living in your blessing and blessing others. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.